Big changes on the way throughout interior New York and New England as a frontal system is sweeping off the eastern seaboard. We still have leftover clouds in places, even a few flurries, rain, and snow showers across northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, but these will tend to dry out today. In fact, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine by mid to late morning, and especially this afternoon, although that strong late March sun will do little work for us, as a strong northwest wind will kick in, at times gusting over 40 miles per hour, and that will keep temperatures where they are this morning in the 30s and 40s. Some places closer to 50 will slide through the 40s during the course of the afternoon. As we go through the night tonight, we'll continue with the breeze as high pressure builds in, bringing us the clear skies overnight. And it will be quite cold tomorrow morning with low readings all the way down into the teens to around 20 on average. Some places across the higher terrain could wake up tomorrow morning to temperatures in the single digits. Wind chill values will be at or below zero in spots after the unseasonable warmth last week. Tomorrow, a chilly day. Despite lots of sunshine, it'll still be a bit breezy, and temperatures will only make it back into the lower 40s. On Wednesday, as milder air flows in, we'll have a good chance of rain and snow showers, otherwise lots of clouds. Temperatures will push back into the upper 40s and stay in the upper 40s into Thursday with more clouds and debris and scattered rain and snow showers. Friday, the result of that warmer air pushing in will be felt with readings in the lower 50s and back to sunshine, and a mix of sun and clouds is expected for the weekend with high pressure keeping it dry Saturday and Sunday and highs staying in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Dakotas into northwestern Minnesota. Freeze watches are out, and warnings also have been issued for tonight and early tomorrow morning for a large part of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, upper mid-Atlantic coast region. With the early start to the growing season, due to the unseasonable warmth in this region earlier this month, tender vegetation will be at risk, with sub-freezing temperatures likely for several hours overnight tonight. And the northern high plains and front range of the Rockies are under a high wind watch and warning today. Winds at times will gust to 65 miles per hour in these locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Carbondale, Illinois, back on Friday at 1:52 p.m. The last report of hail was at Cuenca, Ecuador, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow showers and fog at 18 degrees, and a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 42. 74% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 16 at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, increasing sunshine and wind in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, and colder with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 47, that's 8 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 5.1 inches, which is 3.9 inches of snow below normal. And 23.3 inches for the year, which is 32.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 18 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 445, that's 333 below normal. And 4,524 for the season, which is 1,198 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1986. And the record low, 2 above zero, in 1960. Sunrise this morning, 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:15 p.m. 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy, much colder today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear, breezy, and very cold tonight with lows in the teens back into the single digits across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine, windy, much colder today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear, breezy, very cold tonight in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, windy, and much colder today with temperatures holding steady in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear, breezy, and very cold tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy, and much colder today with temperatures holding steady in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear, breezy, and very cold tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, windy, much colder today, temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly clear, breezy, and very cold tonight with lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still breezy and cold, lower 40s. Cloudy, showers on Wednesday in the upper 40s. Rain and snow showers on Thursday in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Friday, and a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.